Thank you for calling Grassy Video Membership today. My name is Kyle, floor supervisor. Could I have your last name and zip code to get started today?
Sure, Kyle. It's RILSTONE.
Mm-hmm.
The postal code is N as in Nancy, 2 E as in Edward, space 1 B as in boy 9. I've actually received an email from you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Could you just verify that that street address for me?
63 Darcy Place in Kitchener, Ontario.
Perfect. Okay. So you said you're in Ontario?
Yep.
You are in Canada? Is that Canada? I'm sorry. I'm not sure. I'm not a history teacher.
Canada.
Yeah, that's Canada. Right. Canada. Yeah. That sounded familiar. So since you are in Canada, there might be some delay. I see your comments here. You still haven't received your refund yet?
No, and I talked to Brooke. I called Brooke after I received an email from you because you had said that you had attempted the refund and it was declined due to PayPal's 180-day refund policy.
Correct.
Which is impossible because the subscription was renewed October 29th, 2020. That's not 180 days ago. So I don't know what happened. And Brooke didn't understand why that was so. So she contacted whoever processes your bill payments and so on and said they would put through another refund. She said it would take 2 to 3 business days. And I do a lot of business with the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I've gotten a refund, it has come within 2 to 3 days. So I still have received nothing, and when I called Brooke back in response to your email, that was on the 9th of November, so that's a week and a day ago.
Right. So we issued the refund on the 1st of November, right?
You may have, but I've received nothing through PayPal.
Yes, ma'am. It can take anywhere from 7 to 14 business days for PayPal to have the refund.
Okay, well then, if you issued a refund, you said on the 6th of November that refund that you issued was declined due to PayPal's 180-day refund policy.
Correct.
So something in the refund picked up maybe my last year's. They picked up the wrong invoice, the wrong order number, they put the wrong date down because the refund that I'm trying to get is from October 29th, 2020. And that's not 180 days ago.
Well, what we're talking about is that once we issued this refund, so it declined on our end, and PayPal rejected our refund. So what that means is that it could take up to 180 days for the refund to go through to PayPal.
No. That's not at all what that means. PayPal's 180-day refund policy means that you can request a refund up until 180 days, or basically 6 months after your purchase.
After your payment was made.
Yes, your purchase. Your payment made.
Right, so your purchase got taken out beginning of November, correct?
That's right. And what you said in your email was that it was declined due to the 180-day refund policy, which means that they will not refund you money after 180 days. So I have 6 months. So when I talk to in other words, next June or next May, whatever, they would say, no, it's been more than 180 days. We can't refund you. So
have you contacted PayPal about this?
No, because I'm trying to get to know whether you put through another refund.
Hmm.
I mean, Brooke said they would put through another. I talked to Brooke on the 9th of November.
And I can do another one today as well.
You can put through another re- refund?
I can send it up another. Well, it's we're sending up what we do here at customer service for Craftsy is with these kinds of issues, we send up sort of like a ticket. And then the
yeah.
ticket goes to our financial department, right? And then
yeah.
our financial department kind of looks into it further and see
yeah.
what's going on. And then they, you know, send us a message back to see what's going on, pretty much.
So have you received any message back? Does there show any message? Can you contact the financial department while I'm on the phone and tell
me
whether they...
I am unable to do that. No, ma'am.
Okay.
I can submit a ticket, though.
Okay, put in another ticket.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Can you see whether Brooke put in a ticket on the 9th of November, as she said she would do?
I could definitely check on it, though. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, Ralston.
Realstone. There's no E
Real.
In the middle.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Realstone, right?
Yep.
Okay. First name's Karen. I do see it here. I do actually see it, and I do see where she submitted it. And we are just still waiting on a response for from our financial department on this, it looks like. It says there's a PayPal error, but that's pretty much
okay,
everything
I'm
that we have.
Put through another one and say, explain to the finance people that, number one, I never authorized and never received a notification that there was going to be some automatic renewal. You can
mm-hmm.
see all the emails going back and forth. On the,
mm-hmm.
And they put through a payment on the 29th, and I started contacting them first by email, then by phone, on the 29th of October. I
mm-hmm.
am not working. It's COVID, and I need the money.
If you do contact PayPal, just let them know that we're just receiving a PayPal error. And, you know, make sure that they do understand that you are not disputing this charge or anything. I mean, you are disputing the charge, but that's going to require, you know, that's just going to.
Okay, I will contact PayPal.
It's
and
just, we're trying to issue your refund, but if they put a dispute and they stop transactions from us, then we definitely won't be able to send a refund for you.
Okay, then you're going to have to figure out another way to send me an e-refund by check or whatever, because number one, I have no membership. The membership's been canceled, and I haven't been on Craftsy other than to check membership details. And number two, I need the money. Okay, Kyle,
yes, ma'am, I
understand. Please pass through to your financial people, and I'm going to call PayPal right now.
Yes, ma'am. We'll I'll definitely do that for you, put in another request here for someone to check up on this. But yes,
yep.
ma'am.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I could do for you today?